You're listening to a Mango Languages podcast.
Ciao, konnichiwa. Welcome back to Adventures in Language. I'm your guide, Caitlin. In this episode, we're going to be making a packing list of sorts. Before we get too deep into the world of second language acquisition, we need to make sure we have our essentials. So today, I'm going to cover 9 terms and concepts that you need to know to start your journey. Now, you might find that some of these terms are not new to you, but I suspect that the way linguists use them might be. So actually, we're doing a bit of language learning in this very episode. Very meta, right? My name's Caitlin Tagarelli, and I'm a linguist and head of research at Mango Languages. I have a PhD in linguistics, and I've spent the past decade or so researching how the mind and brain learn languages. I also have lots of practical experience learning and teaching languages, both in the US and abroad. So I'm really excited to chat with all of you about how people learn languages. Let's get started. Our very first term is, well, second language acquisition. Second language acquisition is a scientific field that focuses on the learning and teaching of second and subsequent languages. It's a subfield of linguistics, which is the scientific study of language. Second language acquisition is kind of a mouthful, so people usually just call it SLA for short, and you'll definitely hear me doing that throughout this series. Now, here's something to look out for. Second language acquisition can also refer to the process of learning a new language. This meaning is synonymous with second language learning. We'll come back to that. You can usually tell whether someone is talking about the field or the learning process from context. For example, if someone says, second language acquisition research can inform practices in language classrooms, they're talking about the field. On the other hand, if someone says, second language acquisition takes more effort than first language acquisition, they're talking about the process. Got it? You'll also see a distinction between the two meanings in writing. Second language acquisition, the field, is capitalized and, as I mentioned earlier, is usually abbreviated as SLA. Second language acquisition, the process, is lowercase, and it's usually abbreviated as L2 acquisition. So the L is for language, the 2 is for second, L2 acquisition. So keep an eye out for that when you're reading about language learning. Okay, so we've defined second language acquisition in 2 ways, no less. But you might be wondering, what's a second language? Well, before we get to second languages, let's start with first languages. That brings us to our second term, first language. A first language, or L1 for short, is any language learned very early in life. This is usually from birth or even before that in the womb, but certainly within the first few years of life up to around age 4. You might also hear the terms native language or mother tongue to refer to a first language. While a first language does not necessarily have to be spoken by a child's mother, it's one that a child hears from a parent, close relative, or caregiver. Really, someone that they often hear speaking from a very young age. Many people around the world have multiple first languages. We tend to think of these people as bilinguals, but that's actually a complicated term that we'll come back to in a bit. Okay, so for our third term, let's circle back to second language. In SLA research, a second language, or L2, is any additional language that's learned after the first language or languages. Now, this may seem a little strange because this means that a second language could be the second language an individual is learning, but it could also be their third, fourth, fifth, or even 15th language. Second languages might also be referred to as non-native languages, foreign languages, or target languages, or maybe even world languages in a classroom setting. If a person has 2 first languages, the next language they learn will also be treated as a second language by SLA researchers, even though it's technically their third. Things get even trickier when you think about young children who learn one language from birth and another from, say, age 2. Are these both first languages? Is one an early second language? If this all seems very confusing, well, it kind of is. But don't worry, it would probably be impossible to categorize all of the nuanced differences in the timing of language learning for different people. So to keep it simple, a first language is a language learned in infancy and very early childhood, and a second language is any language learned after a first language. But just be aware that you might encounter some gray areas. For term number four, let's talk about that A in SLA, acquisition. Acquisition is the process of developing a skill, which in the case of SLA is second language ability. To put it simply, acquisition is learning. However, in the early days of SLA, many researchers considered acquisition and learning to be two different processes. Early attempts to distinguish between these terms have largely been disregarded, but you may still encounter literature attempting to uphold the distinction. So it's important to know that a historical distinction exists, but today these terms can be treated synonymously. All right, so now we've covered SLA and its component parts. For term number five, let's talk about people. People who are learning or acquiring second languages are referred to as, well, second language learners. The truth is that second language learning is, in many cases, a lifelong process. And even people who have been learning a second language for many years may still consider themselves learners. You may also hear these individuals referred to as second language users, speakers, writers, or signers. This terminology places less of an emphasis on acquiring a language and more on actually doing something with it. So, second language learners are people who are learning second languages. But how do second language learners learn? Terms number 6 and 7 deal with two crucial ingredients in the language learning process, input and output. Input is the target language that a learner is exposed to, either through listening, reading, or viewing for sign languages. Output is the target language that a learner produces through speaking, writing, or signing. The idea that a learner would need some exposure to target language input is probably fairly intuitive, right? How can you learn a language if you don't have any examples to draw on? And so learners need rich, plentiful second language input, ideally from a variety of speakers and contexts. However, research shows that input isn't really enough when it comes to second language development. Learners really need to be pushed to produce language, that's the output part, which serves as important practice with the language and helps learners develop beyond understanding meaning to grasping complex grammatical concepts. All of that input and output practice helps learners to improve their language proficiency, which brings us to the eighth term on our list. Proficiency is an individual's level of ability in a language. It's usually measured on a scale, with values on the low end like low or beginner, and values on the high end like high, advanced, or the coveted native-like. Many second language learners find themselves stuck in the very large middle ground of intermediate proficiency, often referred to as the intermediate plateau. Proficiency levels can also be different for different language skills. So, for example, you might have advanced reading proficiency in a language, but intermediate speaking proficiency. It's important to know about proficiency because you're very likely to come across it when learning about SLA. Just know that it's actually notoriously difficult to define and measure. Our ninth and final term is bilingual. I promised we'd get back to it, and here we are. Most people would agree that someone who learns two languages from birth and speaks both of those languages fluently is bilingual. But what about if you started learning your second language as an adult? What if you're still learning that second language? When can you call yourself bilingual? These are excellent questions, but they don't really have decisive scientific answers. In some ways, you have to decide how to best describe yourself. Most linguistics researchers today would agree that bilingualism is a spectrum, including anyone who speaks two or more languages. SLA and bilingualism are two distinct fields of study with different origins and central ideas. SLA research focuses more on the process of learning additional languages and the challenges associated with that, whereas bilingualism research focuses more on living with multiple languages. But they are highly interrelated. It's not uncommon to see academic journals, books, courses, and even university departments with the name SLA and bilingualism. Sometimes the same individual might be referred to as a second language learner or maybe a late bilingual, depending on the focus of a research study. Well, there you have it. your top 9 essential terms to get you started on your second language acquisition journey. We defined second language acquisition in 2 ways and then broke down its component parts by clarifying the differences between first and second languages and the synonymity of acquisition and learning. We talked about learners and the input and output that is so crucial to developing second language proficiency. Finally, we covered the nuanced relationships between SLA and one of its most closely related fields, bilingualism. I hope you feel prepared to embark on your next SLA adventure. If you want some help remembering the terms and definitions we covered today, check out the description for a link to printable flashcards. You can print these out and study these terms on the go. We also made a version that's compatible with online flashcard tools like Quizlet, if that's your preferred study method. If you liked this episode and want to stay tuned for more episodes about the science behind language learning, make sure you subscribe to the Mango Languages podcast. Thanks for listening. Ja, mata. Ciao.